أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا لن نؤثرك على ما جاءنا من البينات والذي فطرنا فاقض ما أنت قاض إنما تقضي هذه الحياة الدنيا إنا آمنا بربنا ليغفر لنا خطايانا وما أكرهتنا عليه من السحر والله خير وأبقى صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 72 and 73 of Surah Taha. The discussion, the competition, contest between Haqq and Batil, between Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and the magicians, the sorcerers of Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had been granted victory by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They went into sajda, this annoyed Fir'aun, and he began to threaten them, and hence they now respond to him and they say to him, قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا, that we will never prefer you upon the signs that had reached us and over and above that being Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who had created us. This is that kind of iman that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon them unwavering from the first second that they recognized the truth, they recognized Allah as Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam as the Nabi of Allah, that no matter what the threats may be now, that Fir'aun threatened to cut their arms and their legs from opposite sides, to crucify them, to let them hang till they die of hunger and starvation, all of that was now absolutely no, it had no value in their eyes, it was not anything that wavered them from the haqq and the truth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed, and the courage that they had is that we will never prefer you. In other words, we will not give you any preference over the realities, the bayyinat, the clear signs that Allah had shown, and according to ikrama that we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showed them the one sign was the haqq that was at the hands of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, that there has to be Allah, there has to be a supreme being that controls this entire world. And secondly, insofar as the hereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has showed them their abode in Jannah, and Allah has showed them the ni'mats of Allah. They were not prepared to give this in for anything. And then they said, فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضِ, now you decree, you give the command of whatever you want to decree, whatever command you want to give to your armies, that we be hung, we be slain, we be whatever. You can do whatever, but the truth and the reality is, إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, your reign, your decree is only limited to this material world. We all have to leave this world, and then of course, we are going to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You have no jurisdiction, you have no control over the afterlife. And this is a very, very important message that they deliver to each and every one of us, the reciters of the Quran Sharif, that we need to realize and understand there are certain things, or rather many things, that are limited and restricted to this world, no matter how tempting they may be, no matter how sweet they may taste, no matter how beautiful it may look, but beyond this world, and that is the reality, and that is our iman, that there is the afterlife that is going to take place. Is it going to be of any benefit to us in the akhirah? Is it going to be to our detriment in the akhirah? Those decisions we have to make. Inna amanna bi rabbina, certainly we have brought iman in our Rabb, liyaghfira lana, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive us khatayana, our sins, our slips, our errors, our shortcomings. وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. And that which you compelled us to do insofar as sorcery is concerned. According to many narrations, this was the decree of Fir'aun that each person had to learn sorcery, like how we have in our curriculum that a child has to undergo secular education till a certain age, till a certain grade. Those are things that are enforced upon us. And here, a similar thing, that every person had to learn sorcery. So you put it down our throats. And now we seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for that you compelled us and we obliged. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is better, and Allah ta'ala is everlasting. In other words, Allah ta'ala himself is khair, Allah himself is wa'abqa, and whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants, there will also be khair in it by way of reward, and that reward will also be everlasting. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.